We want to let you know that you can hear our show again at your convenience through our podcast. That is, of course, an audio file delivered every week to your computer or MP3 player. Visit our website, npr.org, click on NPR Podcasts to learn how to subscribe to the downloadable Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, political candidates often brag about their resumes in the private sector. One Democratic candidate for the Texas House of Representatives, if elected, will bring to office the wisdom he gained while working as what?
A waiter.
No.
As a rich billionaire that doesn't have to do anything.
No.
As a wastrel heir.
In some ways, metaphorically at least, it's similar work to politics, except, of course, in his old job, he took contributions by the hour.
Contributions by the hour.
One could say that he was in the service industry.
Jeez.
Oh, he was a midnight cowboy guy?
If by that you mean was he in fact a prostitute, yes,
yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
He was. Tom Mallon was busted when somebody linked him to some old web pages advertising his services as a male escort. He says he regrets his past. He's changed since then. But further, he says, if elected, he'll do for his constituents in Dallas collectively what he used to do for customers individually.
Sure, a guy that lives in hope, you know?
Yeah.
Guy that can be, you have been a prostitute and now you decide you're going to run for office? I don't know.
Yeah, and then you've been busted for it and you're going to keep running? That's helpful.
Yeah, honestly.
You can shoot somebody and still be vice president. I think that...
No.
You can. That's fine, though.
You know what?
You can shoot someone and remain vice president.
I don't know why you keep bringing that up.
Yeah.
The victim has apologized. What more do you want?
It's true.
I am sorry that I interfered with your shot with my face and my heart.
His entire family felt bad about what they put the Cheneys through. His entire family.